It's time for this week's travel update, a quick roundup of what's happening in the world of business and leisure travel. The nation's second largest airline was formed this week when Northwest bought a controlling interest in Continental. This despite an ongoing suit by the federal government to block the virtual merger. Both airlines will continue flying under their own colors, but they've announced reciprocity in their frequent flyer programs. While the feds don't object to that, a decrease in competition has the antitrust guys spooked. In the short run, flyers have more flexibility with their miles. But what about the long run? Joe Brancatelli, travel columnist for biztravel.com, says consumers might lose out.
Well, with both the Northwest and Continental virtual merger and all the other alliances all the airlines are trying to do, it will reduce choice for consumers. There'll be less competition, and less choice, less competition means higher fares.
The other recent domestic alliances are between American and U.S. Airways, United and Delta. Palestinians celebrated the opening of their own airport in the Gaza Strip this week with official ceremonies and dancing on the runway. After years of negotiations with Israel, the Yasser Arafat International Airport is more than symbolic. Imports and exports will flow more freely. And Palestinians who have felt trapped on the Gaza Strip for years now say they feel more connected with the world. Customs officials in Greece say they've scheduled a strike on November 30th, which could snarl foreign arrivals. With other news you need to know while traveling, here's Cheryl Glazer with this week's travel advisory.
Flight attendants for America West are threatening to walk off the job. The workers' union asked the National Labor Mediation Board this week to declare a negotiating impasse. A mandatory 30-day cooling-off period would then follow, after which the union would be free to strike. Meanwhile, on a more positive note, Continental reached a tentative agreement with its mechanics, averting a threatened strike during the December holidays. The American Embassy in Thailand has reopened after being closed for several days due to terrorism concerns, and it's worth noting that the U.S. Embassy in Austria this week said it received a credible threat of violence against American interests in that country. Also in Europe, rail strikes paralyzed Belgium and seriously disrupted service in France, Greece, Luxembourg, and Portugal. The work stoppages are part of an ongoing dispute over opening the freight market to increase competition. If a settlement isn't reached, expect more strikes down the tracks. And finally, Air France plans to stop flying to South Africa in March. According to the airline, a rapidly rising crime rate has led to a decrease in tourism to that country, and that's meant to drop off in the demand for seats. With this week's travel advisory, I'm Cheryl Glazer.
Thanks, Cheryl. Tourism is booming all over the U.S., but Hawaii is lagging behind. Hotel occupancy has dropped by more than 3.5% since last year, and visitors' numbers are off 1%, partly because of fewer Asian tourists. Sheila Donnelly is a Honolulu-based public relations exec who represents Hawaiian travel clients. She says this is the time to cut deals.
They're rooms with miles, kids free, fifth nights free, which is a 20% discount. They're free meals. Don't accept the first offer you come by. Shop around. There are lots of extras that weren't there before.
That's good advice anywhere, by the way. Always ask about free parking or free breakfast or maybe a room upgrade. Because if you don't ask, you'll never know. And that's this week's Travel Update.